France's new foreign minister is in Washington today. Bernard Kouchner is in trouble for undiplomatic language, so this morning we'll hear the explanation of an unlikely diplomat. He's a physician, co-founder of the group Doctors Without Borders. As an activist, he was fond of dramatic, attention-grabbing actions like chartering a cargo ship to rescue Vietnamese boat people. 4 years ago, he championed intervention in Iraq to topple Saddam Hussein. Then this week, the new foreign minister said the world must prepare for possible war against Iran. Kouchner says those controversial words were taken out of context, but he does favor tougher sanctions against Iran, which puts France firmly on the side of the U.S.
If I may say so, sanctions has worked, but not enough. We also have to talk to them, to negotiate with the Iranian. And we are still on this process. We want to negotiate. But meanwhile, we have to think about a more acute, more efficient sanction. I hope that it will be possible to get a third sanction resolution at the UN Security Council.
Now, the U.S. has said it's unacceptable for Iran to obtain nuclear weapons.
Yes.
From France's point of view, as you suggested earlier this week, should negotiations fail to keep Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, is war a possibility?
Not at all. War must not be a possibility. I repeat, war must not be a possibility. But the risk exists. That's why we have to work and work to avoid the war, not to offer war like if it was a sort of garden party. No, it is not.
Is it the case that France's military is developing contingency plans for any possible war with Iran?
Not at all. There is no plan and planification going in that direction, no.
Let's go back to your early activism, if you will, as a young doctor.
So far ago, my dear.
Oh, it was the early 1970s. you helped found the humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders. At that time, you've been quoted as saying, we were establishing the moral right to interfere inside someone else's country.
Yes.
I think most people think of that in terms of humanitarian crises or something like the crisis in Darfur.
Yes.
But is that a philosophy that guided you in your thinking when you came out in support of the invasion of Iraq, which would have been an unpopular in France?
But don't make any mistake. I didn't support your invasion in Iraq. I wrote only one paper. It was in the front page of my good newspaper, Le Monde. I signed, nor war, neither Saddam. In French, ni la guerre, ni Saddam. And I was in favor of getting rid of that Mr. Saddam Hussein, an awful dictator, but through multilateralism, through UN Security Council, not to invade the country. And unfortunately, I was right. Sometimes I know for democracy you have to fight, but this is not the case.
Last month you went to Iraq as
yes.
the first foreign minister to do so,
yes.
I gather, in about 20 years.
Yes.
Is there something that you're thinking France can do at this point in time, at this stage of that conflict over there, to help repair?
Good question, madam.
The situation.
In fact, we have to help Iraqis, and of course to help you, if I may say so, and if it is possible. So that's why I wanted to open the door and to listen to the Iraqis. I did.
What could you envision as part of the burden that France would carry going out from now in Iraq?
Clearly no soldier. No military in state of yours, certainly not. We don't want to replace by European soldiers, not at all. But look, in the field of health, we need to involve the Iraqis in a sort of network of health dispensaries and health care, having some investment in the economical field in order to develop the production and the growth, etc.
You know, America has gotten so used over these last few years to having France have a negative view of America. Has that changed?
Yes.
Since the Sarkozy government has come into power? Does your government feel an affinity with the United States that it didn't previously?
Yes, it has changed. But, madame, It's a bit childish to say good people, bad guys. It has changed because we are not basing our foreign policy on anti-Americanism. We are friends. Let's work together.
Bernard Kouchner is Foreign Minister of France. He's in Washington, and he'll be meeting today with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.